این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. You ulama who have come from around the world should cling to the traditional of the tradition of the Holy Prophet and Immaculate Imams of Islam, even when their hands were tied and they could not raise voice against the policy of the ruling government. They invited people with their supplications. They recited prayers and thereby invited people. Anytime they found some opportunity, they made the invitation open. We should cling to them and to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran drives Muslims to unity and shunning difference as discord will weaken them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his statements, Imam Khomeini mentions that all Muslims should make efforts to revive the spirit of the Hajj and the Holy Quran, and to return these two to the scenes of their lives. Now, this part of his speech is very important because that Hajj has a philosophy behind it. On the other hand, when we look at the Holy Book of Quran, we see that this Quran has also a philosophy behind it. And the philosophy of Quran is the guidance that has been said in the Quran, that Allah said that I have sent this Quran for the guidance. This is the book of guidance for the mankind. On the other hand, when we look at the Hajj, where every Muslim is gathered and it becomes wajib, it is an obligation on the Muslims. This is because there is a philosophy and the philosophy is also the guidance. So Imam Khomeini says that we need to put all our efforts to revive these two, the spirit of Hajj. Now, what is the spirit of Hajj when we talk about Hajj? The spirit of Hajj is not to just go to the Mecca, to walk there, to stay in the desert for the whole night, to stoning the three Saturn pillars which are there and then coming back. This is the apparent picture of the Hajj. The hidden side of the Hajj is that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bigger picture is that we need to feel Hajj. We need to feel that this is the place where I need to learn. It is the school where I have come to learn something. And the lesson which I need to learn, that is important. And the lesson is to say no to every rebel, to say no to the arrogant powers, to say no to the oppression, to say no to the terrorism, to say no to everything that is falsehood, and say yes and be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
When Imam talks about the Quran, the spirit of the Quran, is the guidance. If we want guidance, we must take it from the Quran. There were many times where the original shape or the face of Hajj, there were people who wanted to change it. But we see that Imams or A'imma or the infallible leaders, they brought it back, they revived it. Therefore, we must revive Hajj in our lives. We must give importance to this. And if we do Hajj in the young age, that is better than doing it in the old age.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.